Investigation, Killers, Gang Members Posing as Migrant Children to Get into U.S. by John Binder on April 3, 2023. Illegal alien adults, some who go on to kill and others who are gang members, are posing as unaccompanied alien children, UACs, to get released into the United States with the help of the federal government, a statewide grand jury in Florida finds. After a more than five-month investigation, the statewide grand jury issued findings about the UAC pipeline in the U.S. where migrant children arrive at the southern border, are taken into Department of Homeland Security, DHS, custody, turned over to the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and then released to sponsors across American communities. Many of the facts we have learned are depressing to contemplate and provoke a great deal of outrage, the statewide grand jury writes before revealing their findings. Among those findings are that the UAC pipeline into the U.S. interior is being exploited by illegal alien adults, posing as children, who go on to commit murder and many of whom are gang members associated with the likes of MS-13. One particular case cited by the statewide grand jury was that of 24-year-old Yuri No Medina Ulloa, who posed as a UAC to get released into the U.S. interior. Prosecutors allege that Ulloa was sent to live with 46-year-old Francisco Javier Queller, a father of four, by the federal government. In November 2021, Ulloa allegedly murdered Queller. Similarly, the statewide grand jury details how hundreds of illegal alien adults attempt to use the UAC pipeline every year to get into the U.S. interior. Many end up being gang members. Even when adults are found in the UAC pipeline, they are removed from the program and released into American communities, according to the statewide grand jury. We received testimony and saw photographs and other evidence regarding other adults masquerading as UACs, including men and women ranging in age from 27 to 37. HHS discovered 105 children the agency later determined were actually adults during fiscal year 2021 alone, according to its own website. Often, the adults will have fake documents showing their age as a minor. In just the month of August 2022, El Paso Border Patrol agents arrested seven adults aged from 19 to 26 who tried to pass as children. Agents in that region have discovered more than 665 adult illegal aliens who tried to pose as unaccompanied minors to gain expedited entry into the United States in the past 12 months. Emphasis added. We reviewed evidence about UAC who, while they were in fact minors, presented phony documentation and fraudulent claims in an effort to enter the country. Yet none of these cases resulted in a report to ICE or any other law enforcement authority, even to investigate the source of the documents. Each incident is a separate federal criminal offense. Instead, the people who discovered them were ordered to report the matter to their cohorts in ORR. Sometimes they were effectively misled that they were reporting to the FBI, when in fact they were not. More incredibly, the adults posing as children were simply taken out of the facility and released. As one manager put it, into the wild, the minors were permitted to submit other documents, supposedly more legitimate than the first set. Emphasis added. According to the testimony of the Border Patrol's acting chief, even as far back as 2017 it was known that at least 59 UAC had been identified as members of the MS-13 gang. That number has increased significantly. We receive testimony that other gangs likewise send members and even have UAC members graduate to adulthood and apply to sponsor other UAC members. Entire separate facilities were required at some ORR shelters to house those UAC who were flashing gang signs, engaging in fights, and making threats due to gang affiliation. Emphasis added. The statewide grand jury, formed by the Florida Supreme Court at the request of Governor Ron DeSantis, is made up of teachers, retirees, military veterans, business owners, and homemakers and is tasked with investigating smuggling operations that drive illegal immigration in the U.S. The findings come as DHS officials admitted last month that potentially thousands of UACs whom the federal government has lost contact with are ending up in a labor trafficking pipeline where they work brutal jobs unfit for even adults. That same labor trafficking pipeline was referenced by the statewide grand jury. Some children are not children at all, but full-grown predatory adults. Some are already gang members or criminal actors. Others are coerced into prostitution or sexual slavery. Some are recycled to be used as human visas by criminal organizations. Some are consigned to relatives who funnel them into sweatshops to pay off the debt accumulated by their trek to this country. Some flee their sponsors and return to their country of origin. Some are abandoned by their so-called families and become wards of the dependency system, the criminal justice system, or disappear altogether. Emphasis added. Since President Joe Biden took office, 250,000 UACs have been resettled with sponsors across American communities. The majority, 64-66%, are boys, while 72% of all UACs are 15 to 18 years old. Only 15-16% of UACs are babies, toddlers, and preteens. Related, ABC's Rivers, I've never seen anything like hundreds lined up at border in years, officials say they can't keep up. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.